In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we begin our fasting season here tomorrow, the Church is preparing us today through the scriptural readings appointed for this Sunday. We call Forgiveness Sunday primarily because of the service that we'll have this evening at Vespers, where we go around the church and we ask forgiveness from one another, beginning the fast in as much as is possible for ourselves with a clear conscience, but also because of the reading that we heard today from St. Matthew's Gospel, where the Lord teaches us about forgiving others, and I want to speak about that in a minute. But there are three main sections that we have in today's Gospel. One of those, our Lord says, "When you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by men. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret." And it's important for us as Orthodox Christians, when we fast, to make sure that we are not doing it with a self-righteous spirit. I think if our Lord were here today, He would tell us, don't fast like the Orthodox, who do it to compare themselves to others. You know, it always bothers me when I hear us Orthodox Christians talking about other churches and the Roman Catholic Church and how they don't fast the way that we do, and it's so minimal, and some of the other churches, forget about them. Listen to what we heard in today's epistle reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Focus on yourself. Focus on doing what is right as you know what is right, and not judging someone else's servant. Because you see, when we judge other people, we are judging someone else's servant, God's servant. And who are we to step in God's place? We are nobody to step in His place. We're a fellow servant. And when you are a servant, you don't look around and see what the other servants are doing and then go tattle on them. You do that with God, you're going to be in trouble, because as they say, you know, when you have one finger pointing at someone, you have the three pointing back at you, right? And so when we fast, we focus on what we need to do in our own spiritual life and not worry about others and what they may or may not have been blessed to do, because some people are blessed to have a lesser fast for reasons that are not your business, because they're not your servant. And then our Lord goes on and says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal." And this is one of the pillars that we have in this fasting season. We often speak about it as almsgiving, but it's even beyond that. It's about being non-possessive. And this is one of the key themes that we see throughout all of Scripture, beginning in the book of Genesis, as those who studied it with us in the fall may remember, that being one of the key themes of being non-possessive, clear through to the book of Revelation. And during this season, one of the things that we should be focusing on in our fasting season is detaching from the things of this world. And of course, the fasting from certain types of food is just but one way for us to do that, because we love to eat, especially the Orthodox, right? We always love to eat. And the Lebanese, it's at the heart of their hospitality. But during this season, we refrain from eating certain foods, and even more importantly, I would say, we should be refraining from overeating and indulging in things that are pleasing to us. That's why, again, our Lord would tell us, don't fast like the Orthodox, who come up with these convenient cookbooks for what we should do during the time that we're not supposed to be eating. I mean, I don't know if we ever pay attention to ourselves or not. But I got an email this week from St. Vladimir's. It was something like, yeah, fasting made easy, or something like this was the headline in the email. And I'm thinking, what are we doing? We're supposed to be detaching from the things of this world and not worrying about those things. I suppose if having a cookbook and a menu makes it easier for you and less thinking about it, detaching from it, then be my guest. But make sure that we're detaching from the things of this world, and not only the food, but also other forms of entertainment that we have to distract ourselves. So often we entertain ourselves. Why? To be distracted from what's going on in our lives, from what's going on in our heads, rather than learning to be at peace with ourselves, to be uncomfortable sometimes with ourselves, and to be okay with that, and to recognize that that exists in part because of our distance from God, and learning how to be closer to Him. And God is found so often in the stillness and not in the noise. One of the most important parts of prayer is not saying any words, but is simply listening. But then we also have, as today is called Forgiveness Sunday, this teaching of our Lord about forgiving others. And the church obviously stresses this point to us. As I said, if you come this evening, which I hope you will, to Forgiveness Vespers, we will go around the church, we'll gather around the church and ask forgiveness of one another. And while we're doing that, the chanters and I will be singing, what are we singing? The hymns of the resurrection, looking forward to the day of Pascha. And why is that? Well, it's because the Lord has forgiven us. That's really what we're celebrating today. And because of that fact, because God has forgiven us, we are to forgive others. It's not because others have come and said that they're sorry. It's nice if they do. And it's obviously good for us if we sin against someone else to go and ask forgiveness and to apologize and try to make right, to reconcile that relationship. But when others sin against us, we as Christians, we as servants of God, it's required of us to forgive others. It's not a choice that we have, so to speak. It's something that God has told us to do because He forgave us. And we hear this teaching time and time again, perhaps most famously in that parable of the talents. And remember what the teaching is in Scripture, that salvation is an inheritance. And an inheritance is something that you inherently cannot earn. It's something that's given to you. It's something that was earned by someone else, and they decided to leave it, bequeath it to you. But you can lose it. You know, if I were to go down at the casino and blow all of my money, my parents aren't going to give me any inheritance that they might have because they know I'm going to go blow it. They'll give it to my sister instead, who would use it wisely. You can lose an inheritance. But if my parents give it to me, they think that I'll use it wisely. It doesn't mean I earned it. And so it is, brothers and sisters, with forgiveness. We forgive because God forgave. And if we refuse to forgive, if we continue to hold grudges against others, then we hear the words themselves from our Lord. If you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So, brothers and sisters, we begin this fasting season. Let us remember to detach from the things of this world. Not just the food, but our love of the things of this world. Our love for entertainment, our love for distractions, our love of material things. Let us share with those who are in need, but let us also give up our attachment to holding grudges against others. Let us become detached from that, and let us realize that we forgive because God forgave us. And that's what we'll say this evening when we ask forgiveness from one another. The person initiating says, "Forgive me, a sinner." And what is the response? "God forgives, and I forgive." So, brothers and sisters, let us enter this season of fasting as we'll hear on Wednesday evening when we begin the fast at the pre-sanctified liturgy. Let us begin the fast with joy. It really should be a joyful season. Yes, it's a season of repentance, of penitence. It's a season when we make a lot of prostrations, but it should be a season of joy. Why? Because we are detaching from the things of this world and attaching ourselves to the one who alone is holy. To him be all glory, honor, and worship unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will teach them the word of truth.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Lord, have mercy.
Save them, have mercy on them, help them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Bow your heads unto the Lord, ye catechumens. They may glorify thine all honorable and majestic name, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom. That guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee. To the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
O King of glory, for this earth is a great and fearful thing, even of the heavenly powers. Nevertheless, through thine unspeakable and boundless love toward mankind, others become many without change.
Amen.
Thyself art he that offereth and is offered, that accepteth and is bestowed. That we may receive the King of all that comes in business.
Oh.
God, those who hate us and those who love us, lift up your hands unto the holy and bless ye the Lord. High priest.